Now the opening tip. Both teams are ready, and it goes to the Hearts. EHS, they'll move right to left on your radio dial. Into the front court now, left side of Phil Knight. Mount Zion plays a 2-3 zone here to start the game in the half court. Mahaffey near the jump ring. Now to the right side of Lark. Lark has it. Now back to Mahaffey. Now back to Lark. Right side. Three ball. It's up from the wing, and it's good. He has turned it on as of late in terms of his points per game. Mount Zion comes down. They almost lose it. Now top of the key now to the left low post. Nice move to his right. Grindstaff, and it's up, and it's good. So Peyton Grindstaff on the board with 7:15 to go here in the first. Effingham up one. On Brian Crozier, Mark Toby alongside Lark is open left wing. Now he'll drive baseline. That'll be an offensive foul.
Right. We always used to tell guys, if you're driving baseline or towards that block area, you have to make a decision by the time you get to the block what you're going to do, pull up and shoot it or pass, because after that you're going to get that charge call.
And outside now into the front court as they get the pumpkin right back. They'll move to the left wing. Now they'll try to reverse. Hand off near the jump circle. This is Thacker. Guarded by Mahaffey. He'll move a little bit to the left now. Left wire ball. Tina, he'll try to find it right elbow. Now inside to Grindstaff. Loses it. Gets it back. Loses it again. Now Mountside recovers in the corner. And Effingham, of course, in there man-to-man. Now to the left wing. Mount Zion now out to the top of the key and almost into the backcourt. A save. And they're still way outside. Almost 5 seconds. They have to pass. They finally do to Grindstaff, who then has a sharp lob from point blank and Leighton Lark. Good defense right there. Effingham, they'll come down to the right wing. Now at the jump circle, and Lark now to the left side on the wing. Now back on a reverse to the middle of the floor. Now right side of Lark. Leighton Lark can move a little outside. Now nice pass into the low post on the left. And now back outside. Lark is open. Three ball, it's up. It's short. Rebound. Mount Zion, the Braves. They'll start to go down a floor. Pass intercepted by Wolton. Numbers now. 3-on-2 EHS. Phil Knight wide open. Up and in. And a good find from the big man to the guard. Don't see that a ton at the high school level, but we saw it right there. 5-2. Hearts in the lead with 5:29 to go in the first. Outside Grindstaff. Now right corner. Outside trying to move it outside out. Three ball. It's open for Thacker, but it's way off the mark. And air ball. Rebound. EHS. Hearts come down into the front court now. Foul as Mahaffey tried to drive in. That'll be the first foul of this game against Mount Zion. And it goes against Thacker. Effingham in their home white uniforms with the red numbers and letters and green trim. Mount Zion with the red road uniforms and white numbers and white trim. Effingham will be patient on this trip down to four. 4 minutes and 52 seconds to go. 12-footer, it's up, it's off the mark. Rebound to Mount Zion, the miss by Phil Knight. And Grindstaff now has it into the front court, now to the left wing. Geisler now getting it down low, and a nice find, and Atkinson gets it off the window, up and in. Don't see that a ton against the Hearts, but right there, pretty much an open layup.
Yeah, you don't see very many people trying to post him up, and I'm kind of surprised, because nice drive by Isaac Foreman.
And Foreman gets on the board now off the window, 7-4. Effingham doesn't have a ton of height. As you're saying, it's a bit of a surprise more teams don't try to go inside against the Hearts a little more. So Mount Zion down by a trio. They'll get it inbounds after a foul, and then another foul. And both of those fouls were committed by Mahaffey, and he'll have to come out. 4 minutes to go, 7-4, but Mount Zion a chance now for a three-point play. Austin Thacker to the line, shot at three and missed it, but apparently was fouled in the process. First free throw rattles around and no good for Thacker. Now second one rattles in. Mahaffey will step out. It will be the freshman, Grant Wolf. He has come along nicely as the season has developed here for the Hearts. And now the third free throw, that one. Nothing but net, so 2 out of 3 on that trip for Austin Thacker. 7-6, extra point missed by the Braves with 3 minutes and 54 seconds to go. Right side for the Hearts. Now jump ring, now left side. Leighton Lark has it. Now into the left elbow, now right elbow. Now drive down the lane, Phil Knight, and partially blocked. And on a save, it goes right to Grindstaff. Turnover Hearts. EHS on defense now. Mount Zion comes down 2-on-1. Nice pass from the right to the left. And a Geisler gets it up and in. Now Mount Zion, the first advantage of this game, 8-7 with 3 minutes and 19 seconds to go. Now right baseline, nice drive and move, and a shot up, no, but Waltman is fouled by the Braves. And the foul against Geisler, that'll be his first foul. To the line, Matt Waltman with 3:16 now to go. Hart's down one, Waltman's first foul shot is up and good. Looks like Bowman will step out for the Braves. Also Atkinson stepping out. Coming in, it'll be Jordan Harath and also Charles Cayley, a freshman. And now the second free throw is up, and it's good for Matt Waltman. So 2 out of 2 on that trip for Waltman, and stepping back into the game is Atkinson. So
I didn't think they could sub like that. They just took him out, and it wasn't one live ball. I didn't think they could do that.
The officials didn't catch it. I agree with you. I thought you had to have a live ball. 3 minutes to go, 9-8 now. Hart's back in the lead by one to the left wing. Now to the foul line and a jumper. It's up and it rattles around a couple times. Then it does not fall. For Thacker, rebound. EHS Wolf in trouble in the backcourt now as Mount Zion tries to extend their defense a little bit. Up the floor to Leighton Lark and now back to Wolf. Now foul line and a jumper. It's up, no good for Foreman. Might have been fouled on the follow through, but no call. 2.5 minutes to go. Mount Zion, a long baseball pass, barely caught. They'll try to get it inside, and it's stolen away by Foreman. First turnover of this game from Mount Zion. Wolf on the fast break, up and oh, couldn't get it to fall off the heel of the rim. Mount Zion, they're throwing a ton of long passes. Now 3-ball into the front court, up and in. And Cayley drains that one from the right wing with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Opening frame, Mount Zion up by two. 11-9, Hart's into the front court now to the right side of Phil Knight. Now to the left, Lark, he's open, but bounces it inside. Another bounce pass to Woltman, and he is rejected on a shot attempt. And the freshman's out in front of everyone, and he'll be fouled by Phil Knight. Cayley will head to the foul line. Two free throws coming up with 1 minute and 54 seconds to go in the first. Foul against Phil Knight. Team foul number 4, Mount Zion right now playing pretty well, Coach.
We figured they would. They're going to come out with a lot of inspiration to try to keep Effingham from winning this conference without a blemish. And likewise, I think Effingham's coming out with the energy to do exactly the opposite.
Now into the game, Marcus Robinson and also Kevin Doherty, who had 16 in last night's win at Salem. The two free throws made actually by Austin Thacker. It wasn't the freshman Cayley. They're both 5'9". Effingham gets it into the front court as Mount Zion's kind of showing a little bit of full court defense, not really trying to get a turnover now. Robinson, 27-footer. That's a terrible attempt. No good. Rebound Mount Zion. Don't like seeing that shot being thrown up that early into possession. Mount Zion comes down to layup miss from four. Effingham gets the rebound. And Grant Wolf in the backcourt trying to handle this press. He does. Into the front court left side. And baseline drive by Lark. Now he's stopped. Now outside to Wolf. 3-ball. It's up and no good off the back rim. Rebound. Good timing by Doherty, and he tried to tip it up, actually, Foreman, but could not get it to go in. Foreman, a little upset with himself, claps his hands. 1 minute to go in the first. Mount Zion up four, into the front court, left side. Now corner, 3-ball up, and it's good. And that is Jordan Harath, the junior, training it from downtown. Hearts are down 7 with just under a minute to go. All Mount Zion at the moment. Let us take a brief timeout. Mount Zion up 7. You're listening to Hearts Basketball 105.5 Jack FM.
In a world of uncertainty.
This is your home for Effingham Basketball 105.5 Jack FM.
Effingham into the front court now, out of the timeout, called by Coach Ron Reed. Right wing, Leighton Lark, now right volleyball tee, and Robinson now to the left tee. And Grant Wolf now foul line. And Foreman handles, now to Lark, 3-ball left corner. It's good, nothing but net for Leighton Lark. He's up to a half dozen. And the lead from Mount Zion cut down to 4, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Mount Zion, left volleyball tee, now right tee. They'll set it up with Austin Thacker, guarded by Robinson, down to 14, down to 13. Looking right wing, now long pass left side, almost picked. Mount Zion keeps it though, 10 seconds to go. Right corner, it's open, it's up, it's good. And that's Thacker now with 7. Effingham has 2 seconds. Wolf at the timeline. Won't get it up in time, I believe. And he missed it anyway. So 19-12. It has been a nice run for Mount Zion here at the end of quarter number 1. It's 19-12. Mount Zion up 7. You are listening to Hearts Basketball 105.5 Jack FM.